朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
那我也希望年轻的孩子们，我们不是在母亲节的时候特别来谢谢妈妈而已。
I hope young people here, you're not just being thankful to your mom on today, this Mother's Day.
有一个方法，或许你能够体会一点妈妈的辛苦。
There's one way may help you to understand how much sacrifice your mom has paid.
就是你愿不愿意跟你的妈妈的角色互换
？Which is, are you willing to exchange roles with your mom?
有没有人愿意
？Anyone wants to do that？
你说我只喜欢换妈妈，可以我来管妈妈，其他都不要换。
you may say, well, okay, I take that challenge, but I only want to do one part, which is I can rule over my mom.
以前有个 teenager， 我不晓得，大概是个女孩子，跟她妈妈吵架。
There was this teenager. She had a fight with her mom.
心里面很不服气，她妈妈这样子的管她。
she was quite depressed that the way her mom rule over her.
我想这是很 common。的一件事情，常常发生在家庭里面的。
I think many families have the same issues often.
结果他那天很生气，他就跑出去了。
So she was so mad that she ran out.
然后他出去以后，在外面荡啊荡啊荡了很久。
As she wandering around outside,
他心里面很伤心。
She was quite hurt.
觉得妈妈为什么这样管我？妈妈为什么这样骂我？她不合理。
She was very sad, thinking, "Why? How come? How can my mom discipline me this way? It's unreasonable."
天慢慢黑了。
As it's getting dark,
然后越来越冷。
It's getting cold.
因为她生气跑出来也没穿 jacket.
Because she ran out in her anger, so she didn't grab her jacket.
中饭没吃，晚饭没吃，饿得不得了，又冷又饿。
She didn't have lunch, didn't have dinner. She was cold and hungry.
当她经过旁边一个路摊，在那里卖面啊。
And finally, there's a street vendor selling noodles.
哇，那热喷喷的牛肉面，哇，她心里面好想吃啊。
That beef noodle, which smells good.
又冷又饿啊。
And she was very hungry and cold.
加一点什么妈妈酱哈，那更好吃。
And then added some sauce. Wow, that special sauce make it even better.
她就站在那边看，就很羡慕。没想到那个老板把她叫去了。
And she was standing there looking. And then, without knowing that the owner caught her.
她说你想吃碗面是吧？
And then said to her, you want a noodle, don't you?
她说是啊。
She said that yes.
她说但是我没有钱。
I don't have money.
没关系，你进来，我给你吃。
The owner said, "It's okay. Come in. I'll give you a bowl."
那个老板娘还把衣服借她穿，好看你那么冷。
And that kind owner even gave her some clothes.
哇，这个小女，这个 teenage 女孩子感动的眼睛带着眼泪。
And this teenage girl, she was so touched and she was weeping.
她说：“你为什么对我这么好？我根本不认识你，你为什么对我这么好？”
And she said to the owner, "How come you're so kind to me? I don't even know you."
老板娘告诉他
，And the owner said，
我今天不过只给你一碗面吃。
Said that today I am only offering you a cup of noodle。
你就感动成这个样子，再三的谢我。
Then that touched your heart so much that caused you to give thanks to me。
你现在几岁了
？How old are you now？
你过去16年，妈妈给你做了多少的饭，你谢过她吗？
In the past 16 years, how many noodles your mom has made for you? Have you ever once give thanks to her?
这是这个世代人的问题，尤其是年轻人的问题。
This is the issue of this generation among our young people.
相信我，年轻人，将来这个问题，你们的 next generation 会更严重。
Believe me, young people here, in your generation, your next generation will be even worse.
就是我们把所有的东西、所有的恩典、所有的恩惠 take it for granted， 认为理所当然。
That is, we take it for granted all the grace, all the blessings.Receive.
我们不仅仅不懂得感恩，而且我们常常用埋怨相对。
Not only we're ungrateful, but often we complain.
不光是发生在你们身上，大人一样。
Not only among you, young people, even adults, we have the same issue.
我只是说这个问题会越来越严重。
What I'm trying to say is it will get worse and worse.
我相信将来你们回头看比你们年轻的 弟弟妹妹或是你们自己将来生孩子都是这个样子。
I believe, you know, when you look at your younger siblings or when you have your own children, you will be able to prove what I said.
We take everything for granted.
People just take everything for granted.
我们就是认为我本来就是可以得到这个。
And you consider, yeah, I deserve them.
妈妈，你本来就是应该早上起来为我做早饭的。
Of course, mom, you have to make breakfast for me.
我肚子饿的冰箱就是应该有东西，没有东西我就生气啊。
Of course, when I'm hungry, there are supposed to be food ready for me. If there is none, then it's your fault.
生气
then you get mad.
对不对？所有的东西都是恩典。
We have right to be mad, isn't it?
今天在神家也是一样。
In the house of God.
我们小组长带查经带不好，我们就生他气。
When our group, small group leaders, they didn't do good enough job, and then you complain.
Worship team 唱不好，唱错了，我们就生他们气。
And worship team, when they miss some notes, then you are angry with them.
弟兄姊妹，我们要学习。感恩啊
Brothers and sisters, let's learn to be grateful.
我们学习在爱中里面，我们不光要求，我们也学习付出。
That in love, not only we receive blessings, but we learn to give.
所以我希望今天会后所有当孩子的都要去特别谢谢妈妈们，爸爸妈妈。
I do pray that after our sermon today, all of you who are children.You ought to give thanks.
万一爸爸节不是我讲的话，所以你们要学习谢谢爸爸妈妈。
You need to learn to appreciate your parents.
保罗特别在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章也说到，我们要特别敬重那些在主里面为我们劳苦，警戒我们的人。
And in 1 Thessalonians 5, Paul says that we need to show a great respect to those who labor, who teach us.
他说要用爱心格外的。
And Paul said that
来敬重他们。
We should pay extraordinary respect to them.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们没有一个人可以把我们得到的恩惠当作理所当然啊。
So brothers and sisters, none of us can take the blessings we receive for granted.
而且我也希望这个感恩不是只有今天。
And I hope that gratitude doesn't happen just today.
如果你愿意做每个礼拜的 scheduling, 把你这个角色放在你的 schedule 里面。
If you are doing your scheduling for for the whole week.Make that effort to set aside the time to play that role.
每天花一点时间 quality time, 五分钟十分钟去跟你的 parents 聊聊天分享你们在学校的情形分享在公司的情形说一点感恩的话。
Every day, set aside five to 10 minutes, you know, spend some time with your parents, share with them what's going on at school, and parents, share with your children what's going on at work.
你们是不能够想象这么几句感恩的话能够给父母带来的安慰是何等的大。
You don't know how much comfort you can bring to your parents.When you take initiative to communicate with them.
真的，做孩子们的年轻的孩子们，算我求求你们。
So young people here, allow me to plead with you.
学习常常对自己父母亲表达感谢。
Learn to show respect, thankfulness to your parents.
真的是不容易。
It's not easy.
真的是不容易。
It's not that easy.
不要等到有一天自己当父母了。
Don't wait until one day you become also a mom or dad.
我们才能体会。
Then you realize.
你那个时候体会的时候已经没有那么多的机会可以来表达因为你自己忙不完这事情。
Till then, you don't have that many opportunities to show gratitude anymore to your parents.
第二个对丈夫来说妻子其实是我们最重要的 Azir 一个 typo 应该是 E 不是 A
and to the husbands moms or wives are the most important Azir in our lives
我们知道 Azir 就是神要造一个配偶帮助他圣经出现22次18次是用在神对人的帮助
and then Bible used the term Azir talking about a helperto Adam or to the husbands.
所以圣经上所讲的帮手不是在旁边小跟班的一个小助手
So Bible talks about the helper. It doesn't just speak someone, just tag along with you and do some chores.
它是我们太重要不可缺的一个帮助。
But the helper speaks of the most important, indispensable help.That God has appointed to us.
我希望丈夫能够从心里面能够这样子体会妻子对我们的重要。
I hope husbands, you can understand how important your wife is to you.
妻子的幸福快乐也是全家幸福快乐的关键。
Whether your wife is happy or not, then your family will be happy or not.
你的姊妹不快乐不喜乐，我们全家都糟糕的。
When your wives are not happy, your whole family will be in misery.
你发现一个爸爸如果没有尽责，妈妈好，孩子还是可以很快乐。
You discover often that if a dad being irresponsible, but they have a great mom, that family still can sustain itself.
但是一个爸爸好，如果妈妈不好的话，全家还是很痛苦的。
But if a dad is doing his job, but not the mom, then the whole family is in misery.
这是神给他们特别的受造，他们就是有本事影响全家。
Because somehow God appointed mom that great power to influence the whole atmosphere in the family.
所以有人说，男人 build a house, 女人 make it home, 对不对？男人是盖房子，女人是把它变成一个家。
That's why some said that the man build a house, but the women make it home.
孩子们不是只需要一个 place, 一个 house 去住，他需要一个家。
Children, they don't just need a place, a physical building to live, but what they need is a home.
你如果觉得你的妻子不是这个样子，那也是我们的责任，让她变成不是这个样子。
So some husband, you think, well, that's not my wife. She's not that great. But it's your responsibility to help her to become one.
你去多夸夸她，台湾话去多婆婆她。
So learn to praise her.
感谢她，就让她这个功能，让她这个角色就越来越发挥的。
Admire her, help her.That her function, she will function even better gradually.
你们都知道我妈妈形容我爸爸，对不对？
You know how my mom described my dad?
我昨天想到她的是，她已经走了八个月，还蛮想念她，常常想念她。
Last night I was thinking about her. She already passed away for 8 months. I still miss her.
Thinking about him, 我爸爸。
Oh my.
这个我妈夸我爸爸是茶壶少了个把手。
And then the way my mom praised my dad was it's like the kettle without the handle.
Joshua, do you know what that means?
Joshua, do you know what that means?
就只剩下那张嘴。
So what's left for the kettle is that mouth.
这是我妈形容我爸爸。
That's how my mom described my dad.
你知道我们从小怕我爸爸，他非常严格。
You know, since young, we all fear him because he was very strict.
可是他对我妈充满了甜言蜜语。
But he was so sweet, always so sweet to my mom.
他到了九十岁，他都夸她漂亮。
Even till 90 years old, he still praised my mom's beauty.
弟兄姊妹，姊妹们需要被 recognize， 他们在家里面那么多我们不知道的时候，他们牺牲自己啊。
The sisters, they deserve the recognition, and they need.
我也真的是越来越体会于师母对我的帮助不可少。
And more and more I understand Sister Nancy the help she has offered me.
不光是我需要她，我真的很珍惜，我太需要她。
Not only that I realize I need her, but I cherish her.
没有她就没有今天我这个样子。
Without her, there's no about you today.
如果你觉得我讲到有什么不好，干嘛会后请找她。
If you think I did a terrible job in my preaching, it's also her fault.
你看我这个当爸的很谦卑，好跟我儿子有样学样。
See how I pick up that from my son Aaron.
第三个对教会。
And also to the church.
今天到各地去，你都发现最缺、最需要的一件事情，就是为神家培养合用的器皿。
When you travel around churches, you discover the most need among most churches are to raise up.The godly offspring.
这个世代太艰难了，真的太艰难了。
This is a difficult time.
你看到各地都混乱、难处、挑战。
You see chaos. You see challenges everywhere.
多少的人际关系被破坏，多少人有 depression。这个，我不晓得这个报告准不准确。他居然说，在台湾，50岁以上的有40%的人吃 depression 的药。
You see everywhere the relationship got damaged and then people suffer depression. I don't know how accurate that statistic is. I just read about in Taiwan those who are 50 years and old, there are 40% among them have suffer depression.
这个忧郁症、沮丧症，我来美国的时候，他连听都没听过，是1980年还是1990年才被美国国家定为一个纪念日，要来教育人 depression 这件事情。
When I came to U.S. in the 80s, there's no such thing as depression. That's only sometime later that the U.S. government they appointed that day say, hey, you need to know there is such thing as depression.
神家需要有人来培养器皿啊。
So the house of God needs vessels, needs people to raise up the vessels for God.
我们读《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第二章六到八节。
Shall we read 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 6 to 8?
在我们的纲要上，他保罗说：“我们虽然可以叫人尊重，却没有向你们或别人求荣耀，只在你们中间存心温柔，如同母亲乳养自己的孩子。我们既是这样爱你们，不但愿意将神的福音给你们，连自己的性命也愿意给你们，因为你们是我们所疼爱的。
Nor did we seek glory from men, neither from you or from others, but we were gentle among you, just as a nursing mother cherishes her own children. So, affectionately longing for you,we were well pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God, but also our own lives, because you had become dear.
在这里我们看见一个属灵的母亲，她根本就是完全以爱为出发。
You see a spiritual mom here, all out of love.
她爱到一个地步，连自己的性命都愿意给出来。
To the point that he was willing to give up his own life.
她不求人的回报，她不求人的尊重，她不求自己的荣耀。
He asked so no reward, no praises. He expects nothing, no glory from men.
他就是要帮助他所爱、所服侍的这个属灵的下一代、年轻的一代，能够认识福音，能够在神的面前能够蒙到祝福。
What saturates or occupies his mind is how he can in the house of God, to raise up spiritual children for God.
增加对方属灵的价值，扩大对方蒙福的度量。
To add to others their spiritual value.And to enlarge their spiritual the capacity to be blessed.
母亲，生命的赐予者，生命的培育者。
Mother is the bearer of life and the nurturer of life.
肉身是这样，属灵也是这样。
Physically, it is so, also spiritually.
所以我们不光要懂得去谢谢那些在属灵上帮助我们成长的人。
So we also have to give thanks to those who help us spiritually.
我们更要羡慕，也立志自己作为一个生命的给予者。
And we also need to long for becoming one day.
我希望神家有更多的器皿兴起来，能够帮助刚得救的，我们年轻的下一代，初信的，新来的，也帮助他们在这里在爱中成长。
I hope there will be more brothers and sisters who had the calling to help raise the next generation, to help.Those who are newly believed to help the gospel friends.
最后我们讲到圣经中的见解和榜样。
Finally, let's look at some admissions examples in the Bible.
我们既然讲到每一个角色都很重要。
So when we talk about each role is important.
每一个角色都很特别。
Every role is unique.
所以在每一个角色上，我们都要花时间来成长。
So in every role, we ought to grow.
不要光只是从痛苦、失望或是错误的里面学经验，我们希望在主动上学。
Don't just learn the lessons from your mistakes, and we want to take an initiative, be active in learning.
人生很有限的。
You know, our life is fleeting.
很多的角色一下子就过去了。
Many roles they exist today, and very soon it's gone.
你看我这亲爱的爸爸妈妈，两年内先后被主接去，我没有机会再当儿女了。
You see, my dear parents, they were taken.They passed away in the past 2 years. I no longer have chance to be a son.
孩子放在我们的旁边也不过就是17、18年，他们出去了。
And our children, they are with us for maybe 17-18 years, then they left.
有一次我跟于师母在一个国家，我不要讲哪里了，在那里服侍。
One time, me and Sister Nancy, we were serving in this particular country.
在一个东欧的国家，有人会后跑来请我们为他祷告。
In Eastern Europe, and after our meeting, one came to me asking me to pray for them.
他因为非法移民。刚刚从监狱放出来。
And because of he is an illegal immigrant, so he just got out of jail.
他希望我为他祷告，能够让他平安的再到巴黎去找个工作。
And he asked me to pray for him such that he can go to Paris to find another job.
我多问了他一点的问题，才知道他们在中国 把他们独生的儿子留在中国。
And then I talked to him some more. I realized that he has his only son whom they have left in China.
他们离开之前，孩子都是非常乖巧，非常成绩也很好，个性都非常健全的一个孩子。
Before they left China, that little boy was a very well educated and excel in everything.
他们离开了两三年以后，这个孩子整个个性变了，变得关闭自己 ，depressed， 然后成绩一落千丈。
But since they left, within 2-3 years, that boy was totally changed.
我听完以后，我就跟他讲。
And then was in such a misery condition. So after I heard his sharing, I told him.
我说弟兄，如果你愿意的话。
I said, brother.If you're willing,
我不会为你去巴黎祷告，我会为你回中国祷告。
I won't pray for you to go to Paris to find a better job. I will pray for you that you can go back to China.
我求主给你力量，你回去。
I ask God to give you that strength, willing to go back.
我们一讲完，那个妈妈在旁边泪如雨下。
And after we share with them, then the mom just started weeping.
弟兄姊妹，不要再浪费我们自己的角色，要长进。
Brother and sister, don't waste the opportunity God has given you to play your role.
要尽自己的本分。
Fulfill your responsibility.
要珍惜这不多的时间。
And cherish that limited time.
所以我们在这里讲到母亲，我们没有时间细讲，我们把经文念过啊。
We don't have time to go over the details. Let's just read some scriptures.
那个反面的见解，利百加，创世纪二十七章。
Know some negative example in Genesis 27. Rebecca.
时间的关系，我来读。利百加就对他儿子雅各说：“我听见你父亲对你哥哥以扫说，你去把野兽带来，做成美味给我吃，我好在未死之先，在耶和华面前给你祝福。现在我儿，你要照着我所吩咐你的，听从我的话。你到羊群里去，给我拿两只肥山羊羔来。”我便照你父亲所爱的给他做成美味，你拿到父亲那里给他吃，在他未死之先给你祝福。雅各对他母亲利百加说，我哥哥以扫浑身有毛，我身上却是光滑的，倘若我父亲摸着我，必以为我欺哄人，我就遭咒诅，不得祝福。他母亲对他说，我儿，你遭的咒诅归到我身上，你只管听我的话，去把羊羔给我拿来，他便去拿来交给他母亲，等等啊，我们就停在这。在这里，我们看见利百加身上，我为什么用圣经上一个这么重要的女人来做反面的例子
？The reason I picked Rebecca's example as she's such an important figure in Bible. I want to use her as the admission.
她在以色列历史上是非常重要的一个人。
She was a very important role in the Jewish history.
但是他在教养孩子的事情上却是一个大失败。
But she failed miserably regarding to teaching her children.
他不仅仅在这里很明显地表达了他的偏心。
Not only she showed her favoritism.
人会偏心，因为人自己的自私。
No, sometimes we show partiality because we are selfish.
所以我们会有自己的喜爱跟偏爱。
Because we have our own preference.
他不仅仅表达了偏心，而造成了两个兄弟之间的仇恨。
Not only she showed partiality, but because of that, her two sons became enemy to one another.
不光雅各跟以扫之间的仇恨，也是他们后代子孙一直历世历代为敌。
And Jacob and Esau, they became enemies.
带来了一个非常可怕的结果。
It brought up a very miserable condition.
另外一方面，我们在利百加身上看见一个很大的失败，就是他养孩子不是为神养。
And the other thing we saw, the failure of Rebecca is she raised her children not for God's sake.
她的动机也不对。
Her motive was wrong.
她只是为了让这个偏爱的孩子能够得到好处。
What she wants was that the son, her favorite son, will be benefited.
得到祝福。
Would receive blessing.
她就甚至不择手段，用欺骗的手腕。
And whatever way.She can use.
连孩子都比他有良心的感觉，怕遭到父亲的咒诅。他说：“这个咒诅归到我身上。”
Even Jacob himself realized this is not right to do, but Rebecca just said, "Okay, let the curse be on me."
这是一个太可怕的错误。
This is a very big mistake.
不光撒谎是一个错误，根本不敬畏神，不让孩子懂得敬畏神。
She didn't teach her children to fear God.
所以雅各到了78岁离家出走的时候，才第一次体会到说神真在这里，我竟然不知道。
So at the age of 78, when Jacob first left home, that's the very first time he realized, oh, God is here, God is real.
利百加有福气，当他妈养他养了78年。
Rebecca being a mom to raise Jacob for 78 years.
但是却居然没有跟把这个孩子跟神之间第一手的关系建立起来。
But she didn't do her job to build a relationship between Jacob and God.
那第二个亚他利亚历代志下二十二章。
And then Second Chronicles, chapter 22 talks about Athaliah.
我们也很快的看一下。
Maybe we just quickly, look at the verses.
第二节到第四节
，Verse 2 to 4。
亚哈谢登基的时候年42岁，也有可能22岁啊。这是在耶路撒冷作王一年，他母亲名叫亚他利亚，她是耶洗别的女儿。亚他利亚是耶洗别的女儿，是暗利的孙女。亚哈谢也行亚哈家的道，因为他母亲给他主谋，使他行恶。他行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，像亚哈家一样。因为他父亲死后，有亚哈家的人，那这就是他的母亲啊，给他主谋以致败坏。那再一次让我们看见，养孩子都不是为神来养。
Once again, we see the counter example when one raised his children, her children, not for God's sake, but for her own.
虽然他孩子生下来是做王的，在以色列家这么重要的角色。
Even though she, her children is the king, it's the most important role in the nation.
但是这个母亲却不带他走正路。
But this mom did not bring him to the path of righteousness.
让这个王一年以后就被神废掉，神没有办法用他。
Just one year, he was abolished.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们孩子的价值在乎我们怎么样对待他。
So the value of our children, it.Greatly depend upon how we raise them.
千万不要只把重点放在他的学术上。
Never just focus on their academic achievement.
要在乎他跟神的关系。
You need to pay special attention to their relationship.
哈拉跟玛利亚我就不多说了，他们是非常敬畏神啊，让神的话愿意成就在他们身上的人。
And there are positive examples here. We don't have time. It talks about Hannah, talk about Mary. Both of them, they pray that God's will be done in them.
哈拉很特别，他不仅仅为神生孩子。
Hannah is very special. Not only she bear children for God.
她说：“神啊，如果你把我，你给我一个儿子，我让他终身归给你。”英文是说借给你。
So she said to God that if you give me a son, I will lend this child to you his whole life.
因为在她生不出孩子、受尽羞辱的时候，她突然进到了神的痛苦。神也需要一个合用的器皿，神也需要属灵的儿子。
Because when she suffered barrenness, when she suffered that reproach, she realized that she entered into the fellowship with God because.God is in the same condition, looking for a vessel, looking for a spiritual child.
因为整个神的百姓荒凉失败，国家失败，神找不到合用的器皿。
Because the whole nation was in desolation, God cannot find even one vessel He can use.
神受尽了羞辱，因为他没有一个合用的器皿。
God suffered that same reproach because
He doesn't have a spiritual
children.
所以哈拿进到了神的痛苦。哈拿进入了神的痛苦，就是说：“主，你赐给我孩子，我把他终身借给你。”
So Hannah entered into the fellowship with the suffering of God. That's why she said that if you would give me a son, he would serve you his whole life.
神让他生的这个孩子。
God gave him.
他不光为神生孩子，他为神养孩子。
Not only she bear the son, but she also raised that son for God.
他从小教导他
，teaching him.
断奶的时候受到圣殿里面去，受到圣殿去。
After he was weaned, she sent him to the temple.
然后每一年为他带一个以弗德的小外袍给他穿上。
And year by year, she brought that effort for him.
提醒这个孩子你是属神的人。
Reminding this son, you are a man of God.
提醒这个孩子你是侍奉神的人。
Reminding him that you are.A servant of God.
母亲每一年都带了一个以弗德外袍给他穿上。
Every year, she brought this effort.
所以圣经上说，耶和华和人喜爱他的心都一起增长。
And Bible says that Samuel found favor with God and favor with.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个成功的母亲哈。
She is a successful mother.
这是一个伟大的母亲，太有价值的母亲。
A great mom, such a valuable asset.
她为神生孩子，她为神养孩子。
Bear children for God.Raise children for God.
所以难怪保罗自称为属灵的母亲，因为他生了太多的孩子。他说：“提摩太是我的真儿子。
”No wonder Paul called himself a spiritual mom. He bears so many children, and then so he even said that Timothy is my true son.
所以我巴不得我们在座的每一个人。
I hope that every one of us here,
我们都有属灵的后代。
We can bear spiritual offspring.
我们也要向神求属灵的后代。
We need to ask God for spiritual offspring.
那如果神也让你成为肉身的母亲，
If God indeed make you a mother.
要为了这个角色感谢神。
You need to be thankful for that role.
要在这个角色上不住的长进。
And you need to keep growing in this role.
要照着主的教训和警戒来养育自己的孩子。
According to the admonition of the Lord to teach them.
让他在神手中成为合用的器皿。
So your children can become a ready vessel.
所以撒母耳成为一个扭转世代的人。
Samuel.Ended up becoming the vessel who turned the tide.
他把黑暗的世事时代结束，带进了大卫的国度。
He ended that dark, dark age in the age of judges.
玛利亚因为情愿让主的话成就在他身上，他引进了基督。
Same thing with Mary, because she was willing that the word of God can be fulfilled in her life, that she ushered in the era of Christ.
更不要说转移世代了，他是影响整个人类了。
And Jesus turned the whole world upside down.
玛利亚把耶稣带来了。
Mary is the vessel God can use.
希望我们今天每一个人在各处都能够把耶稣服侍出来。
I pray that every one of us.Wherever we are, we can bring in Christ to people around us.
因为主说，听见主的道又遵行的，比玛利亚还要有福。
Because Jesus said, those who hear the word of God and obey and keep it, they are more blessed.
主耶稣说，听了神的道又遵行的，他就是我的母亲。
And Jesus said, he who hear the word of God and keep it, they are my mothers and brothers and sisters.
我们感谢神。
Let's thank the Lord.
我们就一起祷告，好不好？
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。我希望有些弟兄姊妹为着我们中间的母亲，也为着属灵上神兴起更多这样子的器皿。
Can I ask some of you to pray for the mothers among us and ask God to raise up the vessels, spiritual mothers among us?
为我们的教会求祝福。
Then ask for blessings for this church.
Amen.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。